Hello everybody and welcome to part 3 of our e-commerce website lesson series in which we are demonstrating how to construct custom online marketplaces from the ground up using open source technologies. In this particular lesson, we will construct our admin area for the store owner, a secure part of the website where a person or persons without coding knowledge can manage inventory and other things to do with the store.
Don't highly doubt me, man. Shoo. Andy Parker, man, shoo, I'm gonna come to your channel right now. Shoo. Yo, don't doubt me, man.
Yeah, I'll get my laugh out loud so he knows I'm not serious.
Okay, so to create the admin area, we're gonna need a new directory and an index page to start off with inside of that directory. So let's go ahead and open up. Let's just open the index page, and we'll take this page and we'll save it as, we'll make sure we create a folder right now while we're saving, into our store main root directory, new folder called store admin. Inside of it, save this as index. Save. Update links. Nope. Put a dot dot forward slash. Dot dot forward slash makes it go up one directory. So that way it can successfully connect to the style sheet with no problems, even though it's in its own separate directory. And if our template header or any of our links in our footer happen to not work, we'll make them full path links to those website pages instead of relative links. And I'll show you what I'm talking about if we come up against that being an issue. We'll change the relative links in the templates to full path. You can just change the title to say store or store admin area. And of course we have to jump up one directory to connect to that template header and template footer. Dot dot forward slash. Okay, that looks good to me. That's going to feed in the style sheet and the templates. So let's see if we go into design view what we have. Alright, that looks good. Now in the header you can see we have a broken image. Okay, let's open the template header. That's in the main directory. You see that link right there to that file, image source style. You have to put the whole full HTTP. There, now that you have the full HTTP in that source attribute, it will connect to that image file no matter where, no matter what directory this header is planted into. And you'll still see broken images. Now you see one on both index pages. You'll see broken images in Dreamweaver on your local machine. And when you put these files online, that'll be the logo file sitting right there. You won't see a broken image, I guarantee. You put it online, make sure you have this full path to the logo in the style folder. You can't go wrong. Alright, let's close that. Now we can close the original index page in the main directory, and now we just have the index page of the admin file. I'm going to start putting files up onto the server now. Okay, now we have to make sure that this is a secure page to where people who are not logged into the system as the store manager, they won't be able to even access these pages in this directory. So let's go into the code view, and right above doc type there, let's put a line break and let's add PHP block. In the first line, we're going to session start. And this is necessary if you want to work with session cookies in PHP. And what sessions do is help you have persistent data. So if they're not logged in, you know there won't be a session variable established. But after they do use the login form that we're going to build right now, they would have their session variable established and you'd know that they're allowed to be in here. So using what we know about cookies, we can pop in a little if condition like this. That says if is not set session manager, then we send them to the header location of adminlogin.php, which is a page we're going to create in just a second, and that's going to hold the form that the admin would log into. So if they come into the admin directory, into the index page, and they happen to not be logged in yet, they're going to be ushered to the admin login page, which they'll have to have login credentials in order to log into the system. Now what happens is, if they are already sessioned in as the manager, then this code right here, or these two lines, will not execute. So the page will continue on and it will render into the browser. So you can put any content that you want. Like for instance, here I'm going to put in just a couple of questions. I'm just going to add a div here. And that div I'm going to give some padding. So I'm going to put a style. Padding left 24 pixels. Actually, let me make that margin left. Yeah, that's better. See what that does? It takes it off the side, so it's not so close up against the edge. And this div, I'm going to align left, so all of its inner content will be aligned to the left. And I'm going to put a couple of questions here. First, I'll just put, and then I'm going to press enter to put a paragraph separation between those. And this one I'm going to make H2. Now here I can just have some questions. Manage, or not questions, but links. Manage inventory, put a break tag. Manage blah 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 that we haven't created yet. So we'll just put blah 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 there. Make this one a link to a page that we'll need to create called inventory list.php, and we're going to create that one too. And this one we'll just put a pound sign for a link holder. So when the store manager comes to this directory, which you can put links to this directory, or you can just secretly tell them where this directory is. For instance, if you want to open the footer and put full path links to the admin directory, you can do that. You can put a link called admin right there, make the navigation path for that link to this admin area, this index page. So if they're logged in, they will see this. Hello, store manager, what would you like to do today? Back in the code, we know if they're not logged in, their session manager is not enabled yet, we're going to usher them, send them to the admin login page, and exit this script so it doesn't process and show them any of that stuff. You send them straight to the admin login page where they can log in. Once they log in successfully, we'll header them straight back to the index page where they'll see that they're logged in.
Alright, so here I am in phpMyAdmin, because before we can even build a login form or anything like that, we should have an administrator or store manager in the database already that we can refer to. So let's just add ourselves. So here we have admin table, products table, transactions table. I'm going to click admin. There's zero results in it, so there's no rows in it yet. I'm going to press insert here on top. The ID will auto increment, so I do not have to add that. The username is going to be Adam. My password is going to be, and I'll let you guys see my password, the last log date, just put the day you're creating it. If you want to add somebody else at this point, you can add them right there. But I'm just going to add me for now. Go. And you can choose to, so let's browse that now. And you can see that we have one admin inside the system. You can choose to hash this password using some kind of salt hash, like MD5 or something like that, but that's up to you. But if you want to be extra secure, you can. And we have examples of that in our member system building tutorials for webintersect.com. Okay, I can close out the browser because I know I have one admin inserted into the system to log in with. So the first thing we're going to need, according to our code now, is adminlogin.php. So let's just file, save as. Let's save this index page in the store admin folder to adminlogin.php. It'll have the PHP extension already, so just adminlogin. Now before we go, let's go back to the index page of the admin area. Let's put a little comment for ourselves here. Be sure to check that this manager session value is
in fact, in the database, because people can use Firefox and other tools to create cookies out of thin air to try to forge things on login type sites. So if they're trying to forge a cookie and they're just creating a cookie that's named manager, they could put any value they want inside of it and it would allow them into your index page here to see these links and everything, and you don't want that.
Okay, so I've got the index.php page and the admin login page all set up to where it logs the user in, and I'm going to explain that code to you in just a second. First, let's go into the template header that's in the main directory of the site. Let's make sure we have this link go to the full URL location. That way, no matter what directory this template header gets fed into, whether it be the main root directory or the admin directory, your links and your images will be fed in correctly and will go to the correct places, no matter where this header template is used on the site. So now I've made sure I FTP'd my template header, my template footer, my index page, which is my store home page, product list page, even though those aren't really set up yet. I put the style folder up. So everything is online. Now here in the store admin folder online, you have admin login and index.php. So let's discuss those real quick. Actually, first let's test it out. So here we are on the index page of the site. This is the home page of the site. Let's go to the store admin directory. And we're not logged in right now, so it should usher us to the login page. See? Adminlogin.php. That's how the index page of the store admin area works. If you're not logged in, it sends you to the admin login page, which is within the store admin area. So let's try to log in with some bunk credentials. Let's just type in person, password, pp, login. It says that information is incorrect. Try again. Click here. The password was poopoo. The name was Adam. The password is poopoo. Log in. So you see what I made it do? It goes to the store admin's index page now, the home page of the store admin area. And now that the person is logged in, they see different data than they did a second ago. When they weren't logged in, they got ushered to a login page. So now I have a link that says manage inventory and manage blah blah. Manage blah blah is set to nothing yet. Manage inventory I set to a page called inventorylist.php, which is going to be within the store admin area. So now let me explain to you. We can close templateheader.php. I'll explain to you index.php and adminlogin.php. Both are scripts within your admin area. So don't mistake this index.php for your store's homepage index.php. It's a different thing. In the store admin, you have an index.php as well. Okay, so let's explain index.php to you now, which you can see lines 1 through 21 are a PHP block there. And under that, it's just the regular stuff that assembled the header and the footer from the main directory of the site. And it has its own little body section that says, hello, store manager, what would you like to do today? And there's a couple of links right there. You can see one link is set to go to inventorylist.php. So, and this information only gets shown to the user if they happen to be logged in. So now let's discuss the important PHP block that's lines 1 through 21 on the top of the page. First thing we do is start session. That way we can enable ourselves to work with session variables. Then we run an if condition statement that's checking to see if is not set the session variable manager, then we send them to header location adminlogin.php and then exit the script. So they'll be sent to adminlogin.php if they happen to not be logged in with the session manager variable, which the session manager variable gets created when they successfully log in on adminlogin.php. There's actually three variables that get created when they successfully log in. One is session ID, The one is session manager. And one is session password. And like I said, sessions are a way to create variables for yourself that are persistent data that you can carry from page to page, and they never get lost. You never have to manually transfer them from one page to the next. All you have to do is claim session start, claim the variable, grab the value out of it, which we're doing here. We're grabbing the value from the session ID, session manager, session password. We're using the preg replace function on those values to cleanse them, to filter them for database security reasons. So all that can be sent into this variable after it gets cleansed, all that can be in that variable are numbers, 0 through 9. All that will be in this variable after it gets cleansed are letters and numbers, uppercase A through Z. Actually, this should be hyphen instead of underscore there. A through Z lowercase, and numbers. So let's make sure admin login, we have hyphen there. A through Z uppercase, A through Z lowercase, and nothing but letters and numbers, and that's all that will be in these variables when they get cleansed. So what you do is if they do have a session manager variable set up, you don't exit the script, you allow the script to keep running. This will only exit the script if they don't have the session manager variable set. It will only send them to the admin login page and exit script if they have no session manager variable set yet. But if they do, this script will continue to run here. So what we do in these next three lines is we're putting the values from those session variables into local variables, and we're cleansing them before we query our database using those values. So the next line is we include the database connection file. Next line after that is we run a MySQL query that select all from admin, where ID equals manager ID, username equals manager, and password equals password, limit 1. So we want to make sure that we check the database using these three pieces of data to see, in fact, if this person exists. Because some people can use Firefox and other browsers that allow them to create cookies out of thin air. They can create a session cookie that has the name manager for your website and kind of forge their way in. So what you do is you connect to your database, you run a query using those values that they've assigned in their browser, and you check the database. If somebody wanted to get in, forge their way into your system, they would have to guess their ID, their username, and their password, which is going to be a hard thing to guess all three of those and get them right. So the last little bit of code there is you make a variable called existCount. From this query here, we run MySQL numRows function on it, and we can get a count from how many rows were returned from that query. So you say if existCount equals 0, you know that that person does not exist, so you send them. You can either type in some information here. Let's just put in echo. So if somebody tries to forge their way in, that's what they'll see. And then you exit the script. That's how the logic of the index page for the admin area works. If they're not logged in, if they're not sessioned in with the manager variable, you send them to go log in the admin login page. And you exit the script. If they happen to be logged in already, you access all of their session variables, query the database to make sure they in fact exist, and then run a little if condition on the MySQL numRows result to tell them if they do not exist that their login session data is not on record in the database, and then you exit the script. This really should never happen unless people are messing around trying to forge their way in. So that's how that works. Now let's explain admin login.php, which is the login script, and the form. See a little form here? Let's take a look down at start at the doc type here. This is just like the other pages. It has a title of admin login. It's connected to our style sheet. It has our template header and our template footer being dynamically loaded in. And in the body section or the content section of the page, it has a simple form. You can see that form has an H2 tag on top. And then there's a form tag, which is that red dotted line you see there. And inside that form, we have just a couple of titles for these fields. One field is username, the other field is password. And there's a submit button. We don't need that label tag. So when they click the submit button, we're parsing this form data, the username and password, in admin login.php, which is the page that we're on right now. So this script self-parses. And here we have in the top two PHP blocks. Let me close this one and explain the first one. Okie dokie. So the first PHP block within your admin login form is saying, first you start session to make sure you can access session variables. And you have an if condition here that says, if is set, the session manager, there's no reason for them to even be on this page. That because they're already logged in with the session variables. So you header them to location index.php, which will send them to the store admin homepage, the index page for the admin, because they're already logged in as managers, so they really shouldn't have had the need to navigate to this page at all. So we just usher them back to the index of the admin area. All right, let's close that one off. Now, the parsing mechanism here is for only if they click the submit button. So that's what this if condition is doing. This if condition says, if is set posted variable from the form of username and is set posted variable from the form of password, then we're going to run this code. So if they didn't hit submit on the form, this code never runs. This code only runs if they put in some data and press submit. So if they happen to put in some data, they press submit into the form. We cleanse the manager, the username, and password variables. So we gather the posted variable of username and the posted variable of password, and both of those are being filtered like we were doing the variables on the other page. Now they're in local variables here. Then we include once the connect to MySQL script. We run a MySQL query to make sure they exist once again. So we select ID from admin where username equals manager and password equals password, limit to 1. Then we run the same logic as we did on the other page with the exist count. If exist this time equals 1, then we output through the while loop what the ID is for this user. So at this point we have access to their ID. We know their username and their password because they put it into the form. And it matches a row in the database, so we can create session variables. At these three lines right here, that's where your session variables get created. And session variables are pretty much cookies that are little files that get created in the user's browser, so your site can remember them. Session variables get destroyed when somebody closes their browser. So say I'm online at your site and I log in, you log me in with sessions. I happen to close my browser out and go eat a sandwich. When I come back, open my browser, go back to your site, my session variables won't be active anymore. In that case, you have to use actual cookies. But in this case, we're just using session type cookie files because we don't need that persistent of data. We just want somebody to log in each time they go and they want to manage the site, they got to log in. But as they go from page to page in that browser session, they won't be logged out. They'll stay logged in. So all you have to do now is build a logout page which will kill these session variables. So what happens is after we set these session variables, we usher them to the index page of the admin area, which at that point they are logged in, so the index page lets them in to click the links for the store manager. Else, you tell them that information is incorrect, try again. And when they click here, that'll send them back to the index page, which will notice that they're not logged in and then send them to the form again. It might be a little confusing for newcomers how this code works, but there's really no easier way to explain it to you. And this kind of code is necessary if you want a login system and an admin system for your store. Else, if you don't want to use this and it's confusing or whatever, you can just keep going into phpMyAdmin and putting your products into the product database that way, and then just FTP images up to your server. But if you want to have an admin system for yourself, for your clients, or people that don't know HTML or how to log into the server and everything, then you got to have a little admin index page and admin login. All right, so now that we have successful login in part 4, let's see, we're in part 3 now. Yes, in part 4, we're going to create the manage inventory page, which is a page that will show a list of all the inventory items, and what you have to do is put edit or delete next to each one of those inventory items. And on the very top of the page, we have to put a big button that says add new inventory item. And then you'll have your manage inventory page all done. So that'll be part 4. So stay tuned, buddies. Coming soon. And I am going to put out 6 tutorials before Christmas Day. I don't care what anybody says. And the only reason we're going to have more than 6 is because you guys requested this admin crap to manage inventory. So haha, I'm going to stick to my guns and get my 6 tutorials out before Christmas. The fact that you guys requested to see an admin login center and all that, that's your doing, and you extended the tutorials to be more than 6, so haha.